I think there's probably plenty for us to fix. Certainly didn't start the way we wanted to against a team that we knew started fast last week against Pittsburgh. In the games last year that they really got out in front of people, they did some good things, and we talked about it, but we didn't really handle their speed of the game early. Made too many penalties. Just some sloppy play, obviously, second preseason game, and plenty to work off of heading into Pittsburgh. Did we run a run more than we did, or did we run more? Yeah, I think so. The issue we kept finding ourselves in was 2nd and 9 and 2nd and 10. It was first down rushing. Wasn't as productive as we would have liked it to be. I think that we were trying to avoid 3rd and long as much as we could. And so that kind of kicked us out of a few 2nd down run opportunities. But, yeah, I mean, we came in looking to run a little bit more than we did. But, the scenario, the game, we worked on some other things instead. Yeah, I'm not going to say, timetables, ifs, whens, and all that stuff, but I think that, hopefully we'll have some guys turn a corner this week. We're hopeful to have more guys out there that weren't out there tonight next week against Pittsburgh. And again, that's going to start with being able to practice this week. So, there's nothing we can do about that. We can't change the fact that they're not ready to go. All they can do is work hard, and that's what they're doing. And we'll try to, treat them as well as we can and get them back out there as soon as possible. But we got to work with what we have, and that's what we're doing.
Also, Gaffney's really the guy who got you going.
Yeah. Jabbar's just a steady, consistent player that makes the plays that he has an opportunity to make. And I think he showed that again tonight. He did the same thing last week. And really that's been his history. When he's had chances and opportunities, he makes the most of them. And I think he's a solid, dependable guy for us in a passing game and a good leader at that receiver position. Tonight? Okay. I think the speed of the rush he was running around quite a bit in the first quarter, which is obviously not his forte. It's not what we're looking for either. But I thought he did a decent job of maneuvering in the pocket, out of the pocket. He kept some plays alive that enabled us to keep some drives going there. I know we had a couple penalties on some of those, but I didn't think that he was really the issue there. He was accurate really most of the night. I know he had a couple deep balls, but those are going to be, 50-50 that he overthrew. And then he really got going there in the second quarter, really had a nice two-minute drive. He just got good command right now, and he's confident in what we're doing. He knows exactly where to go with the ball. I think he saw the defense well every snap tonight. I think he knew exactly what he was dealing with, and the ball went to the right place. So. Right now after 2 games, he's playing well. With DJ out, we were really going 3 for 2 inside with Woodyard, Aiken, and Joe. So we just decided to go ahead with that group early. Wood was playing in the kicking game. He was also playing in the sub situations. So it was just nothing more than the fact that we're going to go ahead and go with a 3-man rotation. When DJ's back, it'll be a little different. But he's competing in there for that Mike spot. There's no question. I know he's new to what we're doing, and every rep that he has is a good opportunity for him to learn something about our system. Yeah, depth can come from a lot of places, and at this point, we're going to go ahead and use him at guard and then swing him to tackle, which we did, to give ourselves an opportunity to try to define how we're going to make the final roster fit. If he ends up being a 4th tackle that's playing guard, then, we need to make sure that we use him there in the preseason and he's ready to go if that's what we need him to do. So you'll probably see more of that next week, the same against Minnesota, and evaluate him at more than one position. Yeah, they did. And I think the thing that I think they learned was that, we talked about the speed of this team's rush. We compared them to Indianapolis up front. just the way that they stunt, they pressure, they run games up front in protection. They're hard to get a handle on. And we knew that at the beginning of the game that the speed of how it was happening and how quickly we would adjust and adapt to it might be a little bit of an issue. But we wanted to go ahead and put our face in the fan and see what happened. And so we threw the ball a little bit early. And, you know, sometimes when you stick your face in the fan, you get your nose hit. So we got hit a little bit tonight.
You said you had plenty of mistakes you were correct, but what are the things you're happy?
Well, I thought we, you know, defensively we stopped them four times, I believe, in a red area, which was an issue for one of our worst situational plays last year in the red zone was third down in a red area. We're not very good, one of the worst teams in football. And now for the second straight week, people have gotten down in the red area, and we've made a stop and made them kick field goals, which is the best we can do at that point. So, you know, that was good. The two-minute drive before the half I thought was executed well. You know, didn't have a whole lot of time, but got down there and scored. The passing game, for the most part, I thought was pretty effective early, you know, and we did some good things there. And in the kicking game, I think we were much more competitive than we were last week. You know, our coverage units didn't give up a bunch of big plays. Cox had to one big return, which was good for us. And we had some young players I thought stand out in terms of the coverage units down there on the punt team. Prater kicked the ball well in terms of his kickoffs. Colquitt punted well. So there's definitely some positives from tonight, which there always is in a preseason game. But, you know, we'll try to build on those and fix the things that we didn't do well tomorrow. You're talking about the guys that aren't out there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it'd be great if they all can play, you know. But again, I think the worst thing we can do at this point is put somebody in jeopardy of not being ready to go in September. And we're not going to hold guys out that are totally ready to play. But you know, again, that's going to be something that's going to be determined by the medical staff this week and going forward. I'm hopeful that we'll have some people turn the corner here soon that are improving and getting better and help us play against Pittsburgh and put more of a group out there that we're hopeful will be out there when we start games, you know. But, you know, I think that we're learning plenty. There's plenty that we're getting out of these games regardless of who's in there, and that's a good thing. And we got a ton of young football players that are playing a lot of snaps on offense, a lot of snaps on defense, plenty in the kicking game, and every opportunity that they have out there is great for them. You know, we're gonna use Eddie a little bit more as we go here in the preseason just to make sure we're ready to go with him. You know, I think Parrish has the type of skills and ability to be the returner, to be a returner for us, and allow us hopefully to maybe use both of them. You know, because if Parrish happens to be playing a lot of defense and we use Eddie on the punt return, and, you know, I mean, we could switch those things as we go. I think it's good for us to have depth there. I'm not sure we felt like that last year, and hopefully definitely his emergence in that part of the game would be great for us. I thought their whole first group was active, disruptive. Hard to handle in terms of the pass protection for sure. I don't know how many tackles he had or all that. I mean, I'm watching 1,000 things. My impression is that he's going to be a very good football player. I thought that when he came out, and tonight the times that I saw him, he was usually behind the line of scrimmage, which is not great for us. But I think it's a great learning experience for us to play against that front. I mean, that front is really, really active. They don't stand still. They don't rush straight. They do a lot of different things that challenge you in the running game and in protections. And I'm real happy that we had an opportunity to see that before we get into a regular season situation where a team plays just like they do.